The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
From mango lassi to a curry spice blend. How many of these Indian things had we really tried in India before moving abroad? For me, none. These Indian things are only a part of my American life that I had never known in India, and these aren't the only ones. My name is Isha and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad. And since the past 5 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. Why is traveling said to be one of the greatest adventures of mankind? What is it about going and experiencing different places that makes the concept of traveling so special? For me, I feel it is meeting different people, seeing different infrastructures, smelling different fragrances, and just breathing in a different air. All the stories that these experiences tell, I believe that's the beauty of traveling. Apart from seeing a new place and experiencing the culture, one of the biggest and the most important experiences about traveling that I feel one must not miss out on is food. Now, I am a foodie and I live to eat, so I might feel more strongly about this whole food thing than you probably do, but I feel that the local food is one experience that is crucial while traveling to a new place for several reasons. Most importantly, I feel that the taste and the flavors of local food is what opens the doors to the stories connected to the true soul of the place. When I left Mumbai and came to the US, I discovered a lot of things which were considered core of my Indian identity or my Desi identity in the West. But I had never really known these things throughout my life in India. For example, mango lassi. Mango lassi is like the most basic and quintessential Indian drink which would be available in every Indian owned restaurant. Until 2011, I had never ever had a mango lassi in India. It really wasn't a thing, but it is something that I feel that the Indians in the West developed for their American or foreign customers. Mango lassi is a small one. The biggest and the most vague thing, which is again almost synonymous with Indian food, is curry. Every time I'm cooking, my non-Indian roommates or friends will refer to anything I'm cooking as curry. If something smells like Indian food, it smells like curry. If something tastes like Indian food, they'll say, "Oh, this curry tastes so good." So, as annoying and offensive as it sounds, it is almost like Indian cuisine in its entirety has become limited to the one word curry. Even though it might be one of the most complex things to cook in the world, with the sheer amount of ingredients and spices involved. Also, just like the abbreviated version of our cuisine has become limited to the concept of curry in a hurry, the complex spices are abbreviated in the form of a curry powder. And the fact that these things exist has a lot to do with access to produce, availability of fresh ingredients, and the need to recreate something that comes close to the taste of home. So if Indian mangoes are inaccessible in the West and tinned mango purees are inedible, putting them inside one another and creating the quintessential Indian drink mango lassi was a genius idea. The reason why I love mango lassi is because it gives me best of both the worlds in a cup. Same is the case with curry powder, which is nothing more than a basic blend used to recreate the taste of Indian curries that a non-Indian might eat in an Indian restaurant. Yes, it might seem disgusting to some of us, but well, ask an Italian how he feels about pasta sauces being packed in jars and sold in supermarkets for someone who might not know as much about the cuisine, and he might have a similar opinion. So, I guess every time generations migrate, their attempts to recreate the flavors of home with the ingredients available locally end up giving birth to a new cuisine. That is why we find hints of Indian food in Caribbean and Sri Lankan cuisines, and our desi flavors are now gaining more recognition than ever before. So, whether it is curry powder, mango lassi, or downward dog pose in yoga, the things that the West considers quintessentially Indian are actually really hard and almost impossible to find in India. With that comes an end to my today's episode. Stay tuned for my upcoming episodes every Tuesday, where I share my stories about searching for comfort and navigating life away from home. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or your preferred podcast app. You can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. I would love to hear back from you, so feel free to write to me on my email. You can also leave your feedback in the form of a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.